Help from angels. From the life of the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, can be cited a number of incidents which demonstrate the help which the Holy Prophet received from angels in his plans and projects. One such example is the Battle of Badr. In this battle, the angels struck the minds of the enemy with inordinate fear. As the Holy Prophet picked up a handful of pebbles and threw them towards the enemy, a swift wind began to blow. Another example was witnessed during the Battle of the Ditch. Muslims were surrounded by the enemy. The siege might have succeeded but for the fact that a fire lit by a chief was extinguished by the wind, and this led to a panic in the enemy camp. Yet another example is the Holy Prophet's miraculous escape from an attempt by the Jews to poison him. The help of angels usually comes under cover of natural processes and natural events. The first conditions and causes of all natural processes and events are the angels. When a prophet finds himself confronted by enemies and a conflict ensues, angels become busy turning processes of nature to the advantage of the prophet. In spite of the worst natural disadvantages, success attended the Holy Prophet, not his enemies. Success which comes thus is proof of a prophet's authenticity. Help from the angels came to the promised Messiah also. He experienced the support of angels and their backing. They saved him from all sorts of difficulties. They directed processes of nature in his favor. I quote a well-known example. The promised Messiah and a group of companions, including Hindus, Muslims, and men of other religions, were asleep under a roof. Suddenly he woke up and felt that the roof was about to collapse. No signs of an imminent collapse were apparent. A faint sound, perhaps the sound of a worm eating in the wood, could be heard. The promised Messiah wakened all his companions and said that they should all get out. The companions did not heed the advice and went to sleep again. They said that Mirza Sahib was mistaken and that there was no danger. After a little while, Hazrat Mirza Sahib experienced the feeling for a second time. Again, he wakened his companions, this time insisting strongly that they should move out of the room. The companions agreed, not without grumbling. They said Hazrat Mirza Sahib had the room vacated because of a delusion. Hazrat Mirza Sahib, on the other hand, felt that the collapse of the room waited on his own exit. He made everybody get out first before he got out himself. He then placed one foot on the staircase and had just lifted the other when the roof came down with a thud. All were filled with amazement and all expressed gratitude to Hazrat Mirza Sahib. Their lives were saved. It often happened that during serious illness, he would have cures told to him. A drug would appear in a dream, sometimes a waking dream. Drugs and the bottles in which they are contained do not move about. Their appearance could only be an act of the angels. The curative and other properties of drugs also are controlled in the last resort by angels, their first causes. Once the promised Messiah became very ill, he used some drugs but derived no benefit from them. Then an appearance presented itself and declared, "I am peppermint." Peppermint was the treatment and the illness disappeared. Sometimes it happened that someone would come to murder him. Often the coming of such a man was anticipated by him through a divine premonition. Or the angels would strike the murderer with fear, as in the Battle of Badr. Murderers would change into followers. The sight of the promised Messiah would convert them, and they would decide to join him instead of wishing to murder him. Incidents reminiscent of Hazrat Umar, who became converted in an effort to murder the Holy Prophet.